Richland Center.
ABC News is sponsored by The Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. The perfect spot for a delicious lunch today by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 80 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of blasts reported in Lebanon today, a day after a dozen people were killed and thousands injured when pagers exploded. Sources tell ABC News Israel was responsible yesterday. ABC's Lama Hassan has more.
We are hearing reports that there have been more explosions heard in several locations across the city with large plumes of smoke above Beirut's skyline. It's unclear at this point if this is coming from the explosions that were heard. Now, we understand that this took place at a funeral in southern Beirut. And as you can imagine, it was packed with mourners. Eyewitnesses are reporting that more communication devices may have exploded.
After another assassination attempt against former President Trump, GOP House leaders could take up a vote later this week on a bipartisan measure to provide enhanced U.S. Secret Service protection for both Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, and also for future presidential candidates. And the Fed board poised to lower interest rates today. It could be the first since 2020. This is ABC News. Some are questioning the effectiveness of new Instagram measures that apply stricter messaging settings on users under 18 years old.
The changes apply to both new and existing Instagram accounts, but let's be honest.
The kids, it's their job to jailbreak and get around safety factors.
Psychologist Don Grant heads Newport Healthcare and specializes in the effect of technology on mental health. And while Instagram's new restrictions may help to protect teens,
I still am going to encourage parents to be engaged, be involved, and really pay attention to what your kids are doing on these platforms.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Four black women will receive the Congressional Gold Medal in a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol this afternoon. The women helped pave the way for the first American astronauts to successfully orbit the Earth and come back down safely. They broke racial and gender barriers. Their extraordinary work was the first documented in a book and then a movie by the same name, Hidden Figures. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Fire up the grill and enjoy unbeatable deals from the Richland Locker. This week, grab boneless pork chops for just $2.48 per pound, or boneless pork roast for $2.28 per pound. Looking for flavor? Their marinated pork chops are just $3.48 a pound. From the deli, don't miss Kretschmer medium roast beef at $12.48 per pound, and sliced mild cheddar cheese for only $5.48. Stop by Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center today, where quality meets value.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for summer-like conditions with mostly sunny skies, a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 57, and tomorrow, partly sunny and still quite warm with a high of 84. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 47, we're at our daytime high of 80.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Good afternoon. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Board Chair Dave Turk began last night's board meeting by explaining the reason for the public comment being off the night's agenda. While some people expressed their displeasure, it soon got quiet when he expressed his feelings and explained that there will be a special meeting next Tuesday.
That was my decision as chair. We have a lot of work to get done tonight, and I want us to be able to complete that work. With that said, I fully understand and appreciate that we have much to discuss as a county board and honestly as a community. I've seen and heard some terrible accusations, innuendos, misinformation, and in some cases flat-out lies being spread throughout our community about people associated with our county government. And this is outright hurtful. While community questions are welcomed, and I'm happy to have face-to-face discussions with anybody and everybody that has an interest in Richland County government, the rumor-mongering which has gone on is not who we are. That's not how Richland County does business. That's not how we want to treat one another. We're better than that. When we have disagreements, we address them with each other and figure out the best way forward. That's not what's happening now, though. The online discussions I've seen are just disgusting, and this has to stop.
The special meeting will be your opportunity to discuss your concerns facing the county.
In an effort to move this conversation back in the direction of who we want and need to be as Richland County, I have called a special county board meeting for next Tuesday, September 24th at 6 p.m. The agenda for the meeting will only consist of a couple of things. First, a discussion with attorney Andy Phillips and the Wisconsin Counties Association about roles and responsibilities in county government. This is a discussion Mr. Phillips has had with dozens of counties over the past few years and provides the foundation for our work as a county board. Second thing will be a sharing of information from the county perspective, followed by open question and answer time with the citizens of Richland County. We will not take any official action surrounding any particular topic at this meeting, but it's an opportunity for anybody and everybody to ask questions about topics we know people are discussing in the community, like Pine Valley, the unfortunate cybersecurity incident, our ambulance service, or anything else our citizens want to discuss. In other words, it's that opportunity to have those face-to-face discussions that are so important to getting things done.
You are encouraged to attend the special meeting next Tuesday, September 24th at 6. County Administrator Candace Pesch also encourages anyone who has questions about the cybersecurity incident to call her. In other business, Angie Wall, Interim Administrator at Pine Valley Community Village, reported that things are going well. People can be assured that they are not understaffed and residents are getting their necessary care. She added that they are currently overstaffed for the number of residents they currently have. She also reiterated that no one will lose their job to being overstaffed. In fact, they currently hired additional CNAs so they are prepared when the census increases. Candace Pesch shared a financial plan that, which includes Pine Valley paying $725,000 toward the annual budget, which she adds would eventually make Pine Valley solvent, and that there is no plan to sell Pine Valley. Candace Pesch also presented the proposed 2025 budget for the county. It includes an increase in investment income of $150,000, a 5% wage pool to offset a wage study being integrated into the current budget, a reduction in short-term borrowing for capital improvement projects of $408,800, and short-term borrowing done with a local bank, saving approximately $20,000 in bonding fees. It also includes expenses of general administration, public safety transportation, highway, culture, public areas, special education, county planning, county development, debt service, and capital projects. The 2025 proposed budget is balanced at $42.5 million. The 2025 debt payment summary is $3.3 million. The debt payments include general at $937,000, Pine Valley at $1.4 million, the radio tower at $321,000, and short-term borrowing at $613,000. This proposed budget does not include an additional patrolman position being requested by Sheriff Clay Porter, which would allow the department to use the addition for court security Monday through Friday. The additional cost would be around $36,000. The board gave the administration direction and power to continue to work on the budget with the additional patrolmen included. In action items concerning the budget, the Richland County Board of Supervisors authorized to borrow an amount not to exceed $601,200 for capital improvements. The Department of Health and Human Services was approved to apply for and accept a treatment alternatives and diversion grant administered by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Department of Corrections, and Department of Health Services in the amount of $177,300. The grant requires a $43,300 county match, up to $28,520 of which will be a cash match. The matching funds have been budgeted for. And to apply for and accept a Coordinated Services Team Initiative grant administered by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services in the amount of $15,000. The grant requires a $3,000 county match. A motion to renew a contract with Aptswain Law, LLC for Corporation Counsel saw a mix of options, but was approved on a 13-6 vote. It continues at fee rates of $125 per hour for attorneys and $75 per hour for legal assistance through December 31st, at which point rates will rise to $150 per hour for attorneys and $80 per hour for legal assistance. To designate the Executive and Finance Standing Committee as the Interim Ethics Board was discussed, wondering whether it would add on to much responsibility to an already busy committee. A motion was made to make the Zoning and Natural Resources Committee the Interim Ethics Board. That motion failed 15-4. The original motion then passed with a sunset date of March 17, 2025, for the Executive and Finance Standing Committee to serve as the Interim Ethics Board, 15-3 with one abstention. In other action, the board approved a contract with Matrix Care for 5 years to provide its electric medical records, a change order to the contract with Edge Consulting Engineers of Prairie du Sac in the amount of $19,300 for necessary changes in work on the radio tower project, for the Executive and Finance Committee to serve as the Interim Ethics Board, a public participation plan for the Richland County Comprehensive Plan, and a resolution celebrating and saluting Richland County's citizen jurors. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says between August 27th and September 10th, the day of the presidential debate, the average number of new daily voter registrations in Wisconsin was just over 2,100. For September 11th and 12th, the average was close to 8,000. The number of new daily registrations does not just count first-time voters. It also includes voters who have re-registered after moving. Republicans are suing Racine. The Republican National Committee has filed a lawsuit against the city of Racine, alleging that the city failed to hire enough Republican poll workers for the August primary election. According to the lawsuit, Racine employed mostly nonpartisan poll watchers instead of using a list of Republican-nominated workers. Racine City Clerk has dismissed the lawsuit as frivolous, saying that her office followed all legal requirements. Western Wisconsin Democrats hosted a press conference criticizing Congressman Derek Van Orden over the looming government shutdown Tuesday. State Representative Jody Emerson, Assembly candidate Allison Page, and Eau Claire City Council member Kate Felton specifically criticized Congressman Van Orden's refusal to address the health care crisis in the district. They also accused Congressman Van Orden of resorting to tired talking points instead of taking action to address the challenges facing the community. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red, the country's going red, Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vance blames Donald Trump's critics for two assassination attempts on the former president this summer.
To the Democrats, to the media, to everybody that has been attacking this man and trying to censor this man for going on 10 years, cut it out or you're going to get somebody killed.
Congresswoman Madeline Dean says that kind of rhetoric only makes it harder to investigate the two incidents. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. It's currently 81 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Precautions when job hunting. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Savers Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost, the most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. Now that the school year is underway, there are many college students and even some parents searching for a good-paying job that works well with their schedule. Those seeking employment should be cautious of jobs offered through a particular app. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This is about fake job scammers using WhatsApp to entice people. And it's about those students who might be looking for that fall employment now that they're back in school. So something with less hours, and parents who have kids going back to school or maybe looking for some more flexibility while their young ones are in school. And so they could be enticed by work that pays well and requires minimal time commitment. And online jobs sound like they fit the bill, but unfortunately, many of these offers are sent by scammers hoping to just steal your private information, and there's no job on the other end.
Certain jobs offered through text and apps like WhatsApp can be very enticing, with the purpose to lure in a job seeker to steal personal information.
What this looks like is, imagine getting a text message with a job offer that pays hundreds of dollars a day for doing remote work. There are red flags. The company hiring is a mystery. The message only specifies an age requirement for the job. And most suspicious of all is they ask you to text them your social security number. And if you send your personal information to a stranger, you're likely just putting yourself at risk for identity theft. And again, most of these scams that we've seen coming through are happening through WhatsApp. And so we want people to just be really cautious, because I know we've talked about different job scams over the years.
Sometimes job scammers will hold fake online interviews to get personal information.
They try and make everything look legitimate by going to that whole phase of getting you into maybe a Google room to hold that interview. And they may claim some technology problems during the interview as to why you can't see them or different connections, but they're going to want you to, quote, fill out their applications where you're going to hand over that personal information.
If you see a tempting job offer on an app or through a text, Michelle Reinen recommends what to do to avoid being scammed.
Just a reminder that while these things can seem very tempting and often come through different apps or unexpected texts, don't click on links or respond to unexpected texts. Do your research to validate that the company is legitimate and that the job available is legitimate before you fill out any applications. And then go so far as to block unwanted text messages on your smartphone. You can go into your settings and do that call blocking app so you don't get those unwanted texts and phone calls.
Remember, if you suspect a scam or have been scammed, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to the ADCAP website. The Ithaca School District will be holding an informational session Thursday night. Residents of the Ithaca School District will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot next month. That question will ask the voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. To inform residents about the referendum, the Ithaca School District will be holding community informational meetings concerning the upcoming referendum. An informational session will be held Thursday night at 7 at the Lloyd Community Center. Additional sessions will be held Monday night at 7 at Ithaca Schools, Wednesday, October 2nd at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym, and Sunday morning, October 6th at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications now through September 20th for a special firearm deer hunt at Sand Hill Wildlife Area. This managed hunt will give hunters a unique opportunity to hunt deer on the 9,150-acre property while helping the DNR meet deer management objectives. This hunt will be open to licensed hunters and restricted to firearms. Successful applicants will be required to review the special hunting rules and regulations for Sand Hill Wildlife Area before the hunt. The two-day hunt will occur November 2nd through 3rd. Hunters will be issued an either sex permit and an antlerless-only permit valid for Sand Hill Wildlife Area. Apply for the 2024 Sand Hill Firearm Deer Hunt by this Friday on the Sand Hill Outdoor Skills Center webpage. This Friday from 4 to 8, the public will have an opportunity to socialize at the AD German Warehouse during the soft opening of the 1921 AD, a lounge serving refreshments and snacks. The 1921 AD is housed at the AD German Warehouse, which has been undergoing restoration. While the renovations are a work in progress, this event provides an opportunity for the community to gather and enjoy the only warehouse designed by architect Frank Lloyd Wright. The 1921 AD is a project of the AD German Warehouse Conservancy, which is a nonprofit. All of the staff are volunteers, and the proceeds go toward the revitalization of the building. It's currently 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with the sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. A perfect blend of privacy and neighborly companionship combines with peace of mind knowing that high-quality health care is readily available. Schmidt Woodland Hills has efficiency and 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available for immediate occupancy. If you have been thinking that now might be the right time to downsize and simplify your life, life, our apartment community might be just what you're looking for. Many features and services are available, including a variety of floor plans, parking garages, weekly housekeeping, fully equipped kitchens, utilities, and flexible meal plans. Not sure our apartments are within your reach? Take some time and let us show you just how affordable apartment living can be. Call now, 608-647-8931, and ask for Bobby Stolz.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 29 minutes before 1 o'clock and 82 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Cazenovia, died September 9th after a battle with lung cancer. A private memorial service will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family would appreciate donations to aid with medical expenses. Donations may be made through the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Joan Kalinowskis is survived by her husband of 47 years, John, four children, Dominic, Mark and Norma, Jeremiah, and Emily, seven grandchildren, three sisters, May and John Weber, Sandra Lill, and Linda and Jeff Raj, sisters-in-law, Linda Lill, and Elizabeth and Edward Kremer. Also many nieces and nephews. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Cazenovia. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Rita Ewers is survived by her daughter-in-law, Rochelle Ewers, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, a sister, Verna George and Oral Broadbent, a brother, Forrest and Velvet Rice, sisters-in-law, Lola Smith and Phyllis France, and many nieces and nephews. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died August 31st at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tyler Smith Drake is survived by his parents, Terry J. Gander of Richland Center, and Ivan Drake of Arizona, a brother, Cody Klimpf and Brooke Bronstand, nephew and niece, grandmother, Joan Smith, aunts and uncles, relatives and friends. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died July 30th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to Grace in Richland Center. Survivors of Adam Tackett include his mother, Marge and Andy Freeman of Richland Center, a sister, Jennifer and Chris Shussman of Las Vegas, Nevada, many aunts, uncles, and cousins. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center.
When I go shopping, I like to get gently used clothes at resale prices. I like to find my favorite clothing brands by shopping for my size, and I want the store to be clean and organized. Oh yeah, and I might want to pick up some scrapbooking products for my latest project and a unique handmade gift to brighten someone's day. Did you know that you can find all of these things at the Creative Outlet? We are located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and I can't wait to help you find what you're looking for.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Here's the scoop for the Richland Area Farmers Market. Today, it opens at 1:30 and goes until 6. They hope to have lots of good stuff, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, greens, green beans, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, cucumbers, watermelon, dill, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and much more as well. Remember, the market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers as well. To use them, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table to receive two $1 food tokens, good for fresh fruits and vegetables and herbs. The Boomerang shopping bags are available for $5. Each time you bring your Boomerang bag to the market to use again, you'll receive a coupon good for any market product. Again, it begins today. No early sales. They'll ring the bell at 1:30 and close at 6. They want everyone to have a fair chance to purchase what's at the market. At the Richland Area Farmers Market today, across from Quick Trip at the historic Train Depot in Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ken and Joanne Hansen, Lester and Karen Parker, Perry and Heidi Wilkinson, Nathan and Nikki Chitwood, and a very special 70th anniversary wish to Richard and Eleanor Klingeman. Best wishes to all from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Of course, the autumnal equinox occurs Sunday. That's the official start of astronomical fall, when the sun's direct rays will be right over the equator. Equal amounts of daylight and darkness approximately across the globe. And of course, our average temperatures are dropping this time of the year, although this recent weather pattern doesn't feel like fall. Temperatures still running about 10 to 15 degrees above normal. It'll cool off slightly for the weekend just because of a little more cloud cover, but still well above average. As far as rain goes, we're tracking some showers and thunderstorms today back across the northern plains. That weather system will slowly inch eastward and could bring us a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening and tomorrow nights. The better chance of any severe weather should stay just a bit west and northwest of our listening area, but we'll certainly keep an eye on things. It looks like another large low pressure area should move in from the southwest as we go into Sunday afternoon into Monday. That could bring a widespread rain across the region, possibly some places getting over an inch. For the rest of today, though, summer-like with partly cloudy skies, highs reaching a low to mid-80s. The winds from the south or southeast between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 57. Tomorrow, partly sunny and still quite warm, high at 84. South to southeast wind between 8 and 14 miles an hour. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, low at 62. Friday, partly cloudy and warm, high 81. And Saturday, another warm day with a mix of sun and clouds, low 56, high 82. Sunday, mostly cloudy, not as warm, 40% chance of a shower for the afternoon, low at 58, high of 75. 80% chance of rain for Sunday night, possibly a thunderstorm. Monday, breezy with rain and storms likely at times, high 68. And Tuesday, showers tapering off by midday, then peaks of sun, high of 68. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 88, our low this morning was 47. Our highs so far today are current temperature of 83. The record high for this date was set in 1955 at 93. The record low, 34, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 45. Sunset tonight will be at 7:07 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:45. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 2 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.92. Relative humidity is 41% and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An Iowa hog farmer survives a methane explosion. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
It was 2014, and Leon Sheets decided to do a quick rinse of the maintenance room floor in a hog barn on his Ionia, Iowa farm. When methane gas from a below-ground manure pit was ignited by the pilot light from a gas heater in the room, the resulting fireball caused burns on 20% of Sheets' body. It wasn't that he was careless, he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Sheets offers advice to others who may be working around manure pits.
Get the air moving. You're careful moving equipment. For those of you that think having a cigarette while you're pumping and hanging over the pit, not one of the brighter ideas you come across back in there with. Particularly if that pit is foaming, make certain all precautions is that the breaker box is off, the feed switches are off, the lights are off, as many things that don't have to be running for a period of time is going.
Sheets spent nearly 3 weeks in the hospital.
One of the patients they treated from this similar type of accident had said the last thing they remembered was click. And to this day yet, every time I hear a cleater click on in a barn, I shudder and back my hair goes up.
Sheets was lucky to have survived. Not all farmers do when events like this occur, as you'll hear tomorrow as our National Farm Health and Safety Week series continues. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above-ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. An ethanol specialist says ethanol provides benefits to farmers and consumers. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the 2024 Farm Science Review in Ohio.
Greg Moffitt with Ohio Corn and Wheat says work continues to increase access to ethanol.
It's a better fuel. It's higher octane and it costs less. That's a no-brainer.
He tells Brownfield expanding E15 benefits the state's farmers.
Their corn states exports a lot of ethanol.
Moffitt says the more U.S. corn products that are exported, the better it is for the farmer's bottom line. From the Farm Science Review in London, Ohio, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Growth Energy has filed an amicus brief in a U.S. Court of Appeals case challenging the EPA's tailpipe emissions rule. Chris Bliley tells Brownfield there's concern the emissions rule favors electric vehicles and overlooks the benefits of lower carbon biofuels.
We think that that's just been completely overlooked, so we weighed in with the court accordingly.
Growth Energy's brief says when compared with petroleum, corn ethanol emits only half as much greenhouse gases and cellulosic ethanol emits even less. EPA's tailpipe emissions rule is designed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in vehicles produced in 2027 and later. The Renewable Fuels Association continues to advocate for a broader suite of ag practices as the Treasury Department develops guidance for sustainable aviation fuel tax credits. CEO Jeff Cooper tells Brownfield current requirements bundle no-till, cover crops, and efficient nitrogen fertilizer use.
We do think there are going to be more options available to farmers to choose from, unbundled. If a farmer is doing just one practice out of a menu of five or seven, they'll be able to claim credit for that.
He says USDA is concluding a request for information on the new rule.
They got a lot of feedback encouraging them to really open the toolbox and allow farmers to document the wide variety of practices that they're doing on the farm to lower carbon intensity.
Guidelines for the 45Z Sustainable Aviation Fuel Tax Credit are scheduled to go into effect January 1st. And the president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association says much uncertainty remains around the availability of over-the-top dicamba products in 2025.
That's a $64,000 question.
Kevin Johnson tells Brownfield the applications from the chemical manufacturers are in the hands of the EPA.
Once they submit that, EPA has 17 months. If EPA takes all 17 months, we're already into the 25 growing season, and that's probably gone.
He says the industry is receiving mixed signals, so farmers need to plan accordingly.
I think guys will still be able to use a different dicamba for a pre, but for a post application, I think we're still 50-50 if that's going to get approved.
Johnson says supplies of alternative chemistries like glufosinate are adequate, so growers should have options. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet and cash hogs are not reported at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another very slow start. Bids remain elusive. Asking prices have surfaced at $184 to $185 live out of the south, but still haven't been established in the north. Significant trade volume is likely going to be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday, especially with those on-feed numbers coming out Friday afternoon. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 36 cents at $303.55. Select is 61 cents lower at $291.61. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves under 700 pounds were uneven from $3 lower to $3 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a light supply. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 551 to 594 pounds, brought $264 to $278. Feeder steers, 653 to 699 pounds, brought $249 to $261. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 603 to 640 pounds, brought $239 to $246. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday, with just a handful of negotiated purchases, while processors so far this week have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bidding up to move needed numbers. They appear to have pulled back at midweek. Hog weights slowed and dropped about a half a pound on the week, but are still more than 4.5 pounds above year-ago levels. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be a bright spot, but domestic demand has struggled, which does add some uncertainty to the market. The five-day rolling average for the national daily direct is $76.55. The rolling average for the Iowa Minnesota is $76.73. And the five-day rolling average in the Western Corn Belt is $76.73. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $53 to $65. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.08 at $96.08. Loins, butts, ribs, and hams were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings. Whatever you call them, what's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 2-1 Timsek Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares tapped at $170 a ton, and large rounds tapped at $110 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Trucks, car, guns, ammunition, reloading supplies, traps, beer signs, brand new tools, household, and much more. Online only, ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hester. Have a great day.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Ader still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Ader's, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans are higher, corn's lower, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today to trades watching early harvest activity with mixed results in some key growing areas that did follow a stretch of drier than normal weather with high temperatures in parts of the region. November beans are up 3 1/4 at 10.09 and a quarter. January's 3 higher at 10.27 and 3 quarters. October bean meal's down 2.10 at 3.15.90. October soybean oil's up 28 points at 40.84. Corn's weak. It's watching harvest activity with the potential for harvest delays due to heavy rainfall starting in northern areas moving south. The trade's also monitoring planting activity and weather in South America. December corn's down 3/4 at 4.11 1/2. March is 3/4 lower at 4.30. And wheat's lower. Forecasts have rain headed for some winter wheat growing areas, which should help planting. Drought's an ongoing issue in the Black Sea region, and there was a recent frost freeze event in Australia. December Chicago's 2 1/4 lower at 573 1/4. December Kansas City's down 3 1/2 at 576 1/2. December Minneapolis wheat's 5 3/4 lower at 615 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are mostly higher, waiting for widespread direct business and Friday's USDA cattle on feed numbers. Asking prices are 184 to 185 live, otherwise things remain very quiet. October live's down 17 at 178.62, December's up 20 at 180.05. October feeders are 42 lower at 240.32. And hogs are mostly higher on spread trade in the higher midday move in pork. October is up 22 cents at $82, and December leans a dime higher at $73.80. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. You can follow us on X at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Fall is here and we're back to auction season. On Thursday, September 19th, we're offering 30 acres of mostly tillable land at real estate auction outside of Columbus. On Friday, September 20th, we're in Muscadet with the Jamie Makovic Estate Auction, featuring over 40 guns, tons of hunting and fishing supplies, mounts, and other stuff to get you ready for the outdoors. We have a timed auction going with shop and industrial equipment. This timed auction ends on September 24th. On Friday, October 4th, we have a huge auction at the Dale Hay dealership up in Dale, Wisconsin. This auction features tractors, farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and more. We have some really neat estate auctions coming up in October featuring items from the Jerry Rowe Estate. And we also sell tricked out golf carts out of the Muscadet Auction Yard. Whatever you need, we've got it for sale at Wilkinson Auctions. More info on all of these auctions and how to sell with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Understanding the gut microbiome. Hello, I'm Megan Rebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A healthy gut microbiome is crucial for our overall well-being. Dr. Steve Lerner with Novonesis says it all starts with the ability of the body to break down complex fibers into short-chain fatty acids.
These molecules are the communication signals from bacteria through and to our gut lining and into our body. When short-chain fatty acids are received by our intestinal tract, it can improve the quality of the barrier functions of our gut, keeping things from leaking out. When animals get stressed, including people, there can be a leaky gut. Having tight junctions and a good barrier function prevent that. They can also send, by reception of these short-chain fatty acids by our gut, we can send signals via the vagus nerve system to our brain. We can have a direct nervous impulse from the gut lining to our brain to influence behavior and how we feel.
Foods that are high in dietary fibers like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes, or fermented foods with prebiotics also promote the growth of beneficial gut bacteria that produce short-chain